go to Denver next week. I thought maybe you'd like to come with me.
I'm very busy at the clinic right now.
I talked to Dr. Nelson. He said he's going to be visiting his sister. He'd be happy to cover for you. I was hoping we could stay at that new hotel.
I'll have to think about it.
I think it'd do you some good to get away. I think it'd do us both some good. How long are you going to be like this?
I don't know. I've never had a child die before.
I'm sorry she's gone, Michaela. But the sooner we accept this, the sooner we can move on with our lives.
It's been a month, and now is the proper time to move on as if nothing ever happened.
That's not what I meant.
So now we receive guests in our home, we entertain, we even dance again?
Stop it.
Stop it? I'm gonna be reminded of this every birthday for the rest of my life. How can I stop that?
It's not your fault. How could anybody know what was gonna happen?
You did.
You want to blame me, you go right ahead.
I do. Why don't you tell us there was a threat to our family?
Because it didn't sound like one at the time.
Dire consequences doesn't sound like a threat.
How many times have you risked your life and put the family's life on the line?
I've always told you when I knew.
What about when you didn't know? Are you going to stop treating epidemics because you might infect your family? You have said and done things that have made people mad at you from Colorado Springs all the way to Washington.
Wasn't my daughter's life worth a mountain of copper?
You are blaming me for the same stand that you took once. Remember, you dragged me along, nearly got us both killed.
But that was us, Sonny. That wasn't my child.
I am sorry, Michaela. What else do you want me to say?
If you had done what I asked, I would never have lost her.
You're not the only one who lost a daughter here. In case you don't remember, I've been through this before.